The Department of Energy has installed more than 2 million square feet of cool and white roofs at the National Nuclear Security Administration. It's not stopping there, though. Secretary Steve Chu has announced plans to bring this technology to other Department of Energy buildings and as well as other agencies throughout the federal government. Joining us now with more is Jen Stutzman, the Deputy Press Secretary at the Energy Department. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
So it sounds like there's two types of roofs that you're experimenting with, white and cool, or is it white and cool or the same type of roof?
Well, a white roof is a cool roof, but it's not limited to that. And, you know, we kind of tend to differentiate between a flat roof or a sloped roof. For flat roofs, it makes the most sense to go with a white roof. Aesthetically speaking, if you have some of the sloped roofs, there are coatings that can give you a cool dark roof, which don't reflect quite as much of the sunlight back, but, you know, for aesthetics are a little bit more pleasing. And so we have criteria that work for both DOE facilities and that we've recommended to other federal agencies that work for both of those types of roofs.
I want to get into the relationship with the other agencies, but first tell me a bit about how much it costs and how much you wind up saving in the process. I know it's an investment.
It is, and, you know, I think there's a lot of factors that play into this, including climate zones and where a roof is located and what you have on there now. What the Secretary has directed DOE facilities to do is that if you're replacing your roof or you're installing a new roof, that it makes sense to do a cool roof and increase the insulation. For a lot of people, it doesn't make sense if you have a roof with a lot of usable years left on it to just replace it just for the energy savings. There's kind of three big sets of benefits that we associate with cool roofs. The first is on building efficiency because it reduces your cooling costs very significantly. The second is the city benefits. It can reduce the urban heat island effect, which is, you know, when you have lots of pavement, it gets hotter in a city. And then there's the global and climate benefits. But what we're kind of looking at for the air conditioning savings, if you have a flat white roof, it can reduce your air conditioning bills around 15%. For a pitched roof, for white, it's about 10% on your air conditioning.
Yeah, I was going to ask, we mentioned the NNSA, the National Nuclear Security Administration, that has put in some white roofing. What's the experience there?
They've had really a lot of success with white roofs. Over the couple of years that they've been putting this in place, they've been saving an average of $500,000 a year on energy costs. And over the next 15 years, they're expecting to save more than $10 million. And so what they have done at each of the sites where they put it in is to install a cool roof and increase insulation. And they've been able to reduce the heating and cooling costs in those areas by over 70%.
Wow. And so is this something where you just paint white onto the roof, or is there a whole new membrane that's made out of some kind of white material?
It's not just painting it. It's a new roofing material. If you're doing a new insulation and a new installation and you're putting a white roof on a flat roof, there's a pretty negligible or even totally negligible additional cost to having a cool roof. With a sloped roof, there's some upfront cost that's a premium for a cool roof, but it generally pays itself off in the savings. Where it gets to be more expensive and makes less sense is if you have a good roof on there now and just switch it out, because the cost of it replacing a roof, as most people know, can be a little bit more expensive.
We're speaking with Jen Stutzman. She's Deputy Press Secretary at the Department of Energy. And I was wondering how you will work with the GSA, because they really are in charge of federal buildings. And, of course, a lot of buildings are leased, not owned by the government. So how can it work to get roofs and cool roofs out to those structures?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually working very closely with them. The DOE headquarters building, the Forrestal building here in D.C., is actually a GSA building that we have recently announced that we are putting cool roofs on two of the facilities. And it was actually a close collaboration between Secretary Chu and the GSA administrator to say this is, you know, what we would like to use moving forward. And so a lot of that back and forth work has already happened, and they recognize the benefits of cool roofs and are working with agencies to implement them.
Do you find that agencies or GSA are concerned about that initial outlay of cost, and that you have to illustrate the payout at the end, at the bottom line?
You know, I think it's something that all agencies are always worried about, you know, in a tight budget. But in tight budget years, you know, it's something that all of us want to be aware of. But what we've seen is that it really does make sense. And what our technical folks do, because that's one of the things that DOE can help provide for other agencies, is the technical assistance about whether or not this makes sense, exactly what type of roofing material makes sense. So our buildings program just put out a selection guide that looks through kind of each of the different materials. And then we have a roof calculator at www.roofcalc.com.
You have a roof calculator?
We do, so that people can put in exactly the square footage and the type of roof and what they have on there now and see if it makes sense for their facility.
Wow, well, sounds like a pretty good one.
That's impressive, I think.
And what?
I am constantly impressed by the scientists over here and what they're capable of.
And what about green roofs? Because we were talking earlier about the postal roof in Lower Manhattan's kind of the model for all this. And that's neither white nor pitched, but it's something that takes a lot of maintenance, I imagine, once you grow things on the roof. What's energy? Are you doing any work with green roofs?
We're doing a little bit less of it. Technically speaking, a green roof is a type of cool roof. It does reflect some of the sunlight back on. You don't get the kind of some of the same solar reflectance properties with a green roof, but they are also, you know, obviously an important step to greening the federal buildings, and it's something I know GSA is working very closely on.
Now, this is an enormous project. Is it too early to start asking what's going to be coming next when it comes to greening at the Department of Energy?
I mean, I think that the Secretary and the President have constantly said that the federal government needs to be a leader in moving the country towards clean energy, and that we really have an ability to be a test bed and to encourage other commercial building operators and other citizens to invest in these same technologies. So, I think we have a lot that we'll be seeing here coming forward, and it's certainly a priority of the Secretary and of the President to make big steps and improve the efficiency of the federal government.
And just one final question for you today. For the Feds Feed Families program, that dunking pool is going to be out in front of Energy Headquarters. We know John Berry from OPM is going to be dunked. Will the Secretary of Energy, Mr. Chu, is he going to be dunked today as well?
The Secretary and Tom D'Agostino, the NNSA Administrator, are both on the schedule to get a good dunking, so we're looking forward to it.
Okay, that starts at 10 o'clock right outside your front door.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Jen Stutzman is the Deputy Press Secretary at the Department of Energy. And, Jen, I'm wondering if you're going to warm up your pitching arm. Don't answer that. I'm not going to put you on the spot. And we thank you very much for joining us and telling us about the Green Roofs Project, or the Cool Roofs Project. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me on today.